Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Take it all in. It's Friday. Friday.
Yeah.
May 14th, 2021.
Hell yeah, it is.
This is one that I'm glad. Not that it was a bad week, but just like, I mean, normally I'm not like saying, oh, this sucks, it's Friday. But like, this Friday, like, yeah.
I'm really excited for this Friday.
No particular reason.
No real particular reason. I'm just really excited.
I mean, it's payday Friday.
Yeah, it is.
That's nice.
That's always good. Enjoy that.
But it's not even for that reason.
I don't know. I'm just having fun.
Is it bad that when you think you've got like the so-called good vibes going on, that you're suddenly sitting there saying, all right, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
No, it's not the way to do.
I ain't doing that.
It's not the way to do.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Just enjoy it while it's happening.
No, I was talking about me farting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wait for it.
I've never had to wait long for that.
You know, I haven't been to the bathroom today yet, which is very odd. I've been up 2 hours. Uh-oh. I mean, I've peed, but not.
Okay.
I don't count.
Not the other one. Yeah, the other one. What? That one doesn't count.
Nah.
No. It's like blowing your nose.
Can't reach it.
Yeah. Not the same way. You don't put a Kleenex over it and go to town.
No. Yeah.
Go hide in a dark alley.
Man, you know what might one thing that might make you like feel good today, Matt? Man,
I'd already feel good.
Well, I know one thing that has you feeling good already.
Oh, okay.
Well, the fact that the world changed so much since we left here yesterday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
The world has really drastically shifted since we, I mean, some of the stations have gas now. Not only that, there's no more mask wearing apparently. It's done.
It's done. Well, yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're not checking your vaccination cards. The mask wearing's over.
Pretty much
everywhere.
I know. Right? I just got a gross of golly face mask in.
Oh, hell. See, some people like wearing them, though. Like, really introverted people are talking about how they like wearing it.
Yeah. People with hair lips probably like, God bless, man.
A lot of people posting pictures of the kids without masks.
Yeah.
They're real happy.
Yeah, the school thing, and then now it's pretty much everywhere. Got the school thing one day, and now it's just, it's over. No more masking.
Maybe the kid don't care as much as everybody else does. Kids like, whatever.
Of course.
Wear it or don't wear it.
Yeah.
Apparently only kids like wearing them if it's like a superhero or, you know, like role play stuff.
Yeah.
Which I totally would understand.
Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, the CDC now has said that, if you've had a shot or two, you don't have to wear a mask ever, anywhere, ever.
Yeah. Ever.
Never.
Don't throw them away yet, though.
No. Yeah. Oh, they might change their mind tomorrow.
Seasonal.
Yeah. Might change their mind, but yeah, right. For now.
They've also said that all gas is free.
Yeah.
From now on.
No one ever.
No, kidding about the last part.
Please. Yeah, yeah.
For real. There's like major, I'm totally kidding about what I just said.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get the email forwarded to me again.
No, it's your fault, man. I'm stupid.
I know that it's close to April, but still, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Not giving away free gas, just kind of.
Only 44 days later.
If it ain't there, it ain't there.
Yeah.
I've seen more places with it, though, since yesterday evening I was out. I saw some places selling gas, and then this morning some places were selling gas.
Yeah.
I wonder if there will be any booths set up at the Jockey Lots this weekend with, like, totes of gas.
Probably.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, because, like, you could go there and buy Goldfish already pre-bagged, so mm-hmm. you could buy, like, a, hey, man.
Gallon.
Can I get a gallon? But I make sure it's a double Ziploc.
See,
because last time it got all over the place, and I lit a cigar.
Now, if you put your gas in a Rubbermaid tote, you'd be fine to make it there. But yeah, if you had like trash bags full, they probably wouldn't make it to the weekend of the Jockey Lot to resell.
You don't think so?
Yeah. Yeah. We get a golden gallon.
Yeah.
I'll buy that baby goat too. Yeah.
You got some baby chickens?
It might be. Let me look at the weather. I don't know if it. I wouldn't mind going. You ever been to the one in Georgia? I went one at Pendergrass, I think it's called.
The one down towards Athens?
Yeah.
Like all between Commerce and Athens?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been there.
I went there one time. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
That would be what I would like to do. I'd like to get an RV, Clark, and I'd like to go around the country and go to flea markets
mm-hmm.
and see how they differ and really people watching and also the merch.
Yeah. And why hasn't that been a reality show? Because I might watch that.
I've been to a big one.
We'll do it.
A multi-state one. It's called the Big 127 sale.
Yeah.
It goes from like Alabama up through Kentucky.
Oh, is that the world's largest yard sale?
Might be.
I wanted to go to that.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, man.
It goes through Alabama, Tennessee, up into Kentucky, yeah.
But the parking would just, there's nowhere to park.
Well, you can't go to the whole thing.
I know, but where would you initially park?
Like, you just got
to
find a spot.
Because it's table to table through states.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you park?
Yeah, and how do you decide how far to go before you got to go back to the car and leave? I don't know, man. I don't know how it works.
It's usually just in people's yards.
It's not like stretched. I mean, it's not. That'd be like millions of people selling if it was table to table all the way from Alabama.
It would be like hands across America.
Yeah.
Where did they park?
Not everybody on that road participates, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah. I called it in Tennessee, too.
So. I would run down hands across America trying to high-five people like, yeah. You're out. You let go.
No, I'm sure there's some that do it side by side, but for the most part, yeah, you just be driving along and stop here, stop there kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to live there, or could we, like, carry our stuff up there and just set up a table in their state?
Yeah, I mean, wherever. It might be like Greer football, where they charge, you know, like $5 to park in the yard.
Maybe.
You might find somebody to sub you out of space.
Yeah.
They do that. They don't do that in New Greer High School, do they? Because it's out in the middle of it by itself, right?
I know they had a new one.
They had
a new one for, like, 20 years.
Oh, behind McDonald's over there?
Yeah, the other one's like some kind of...
I don't know what it is now.
Some kind of something or another. The one across from Old Shoney's, which is now a buffet of other food.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Greer High School's out on East Gap Creek Road now, Fatbo.
No, but the football field is still like over behind McDonald's.
Yeah, but that's not where they go to school.
Well, for football games.
They still play over there? I didn't know if they still played there or not.
I don't know. I've only went there on a bus.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I played.
Somebody tell us where they still play football over there by the McDonald's.
Yeah. And also when I went, Stuart Holcomb was still the head coach, so. I don't know where the parking is. They could have built a new stadium now.
Do they still buy your jewelry at school?
Of course. Yeah, where my grandma died at Allen Bennett Hospital is now a car lot. It's really nice.
They still play at Dooley Field, which is a long way from the high school.
Named after the truck.
Dooley. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they named it after the truck. You're right.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The portables are duplex high.
Yeah. Now, what did you say Allen Bennett is now? A car lot?
I believe so.
Really?
It sat there forever, just empty.
Yeah.
Like an old Ingalls parking lot.
Yeah.
On Pointside Highway. Yeah. Yeah, the parking lot, the lot was still there, but it was always, you know, kind of elevated and then plateaued and then elevated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where, actually, both grandparents died there.
Where my mom worked for most of my childhood.
Alan Bennett?
Yeah.
My grandpa died there, but then my grandma died in hospice after they moved her from there. Okay. So technically, she didn't, but my grandpa did.
They couldn't convert it to a title loan place.
I don't know. I mean, it was an old hospital. It's like hospitals, you shouldn't try to, I don't think, refurbish. I think you just, once they're done, you just collapse them suckers and build a new one.
Yeah,
because they got all kind of stuff. Yeah. Like,
it's like death and blood.
Like the one that I was born in, Greenville General, which that's a thing that'll make you feel old as hell. Is the hospital you were born in is no longer there.
Yeah.
Greenville General Hospital was where I was born. That will like blow the minds of people that there used to be a place called Greenville General. But that was one that my grandpa always loved saying, when your cousin was born, we could smoke in the lobby.
Yeah, they love saying that, man.
Like at the hospital. Like, I think that maybe that's why they tore it down. Maybe asbestos and the walls had cancer.
But I love the story where you thought that you were actually on the soap opera because you were born there.
And my mother kept that going.
I love it.
Making me the butt of the joke for years. Ask him where Alan Quartermain is, Matthew.
Ain't Luke and Laura.
It's a Benson dealership now.
Yeah. Where I'm hey, good for them. It's great.
It is, man. That's big, nice place.
That's their motor mile, and it's also great property.
Yeah, it is. I just haven't been to Greer in a very long time, apparently. I don't know what's going on in Greer. I ain't been over that way. Or at least not a long way to Hampton to see what's changed.
Well, I went there. Oh, I went to Robin Ario's house. He lives in Greer now.
Yeah, he does.
If he's okay if I say that.
Let me get that address.
It's now, I guess.
Well, Greer expands all
he's
the way.
He's actually at 148.
Greer goes all the way from like North Carolina to Simpsonville.
That's true.
It covers a lot of area.
That's why, like, man, I like all cops. You know, the nice ones, the good-hearted ones. Because, you know, people say, oh, there's some rotten apples and everything, whatever. But the Greer police, man, they have such a radius to cover that it is almost appalling to think, like, if maybe that's why people in Blue Ridge keep such arsenals, because they know it's going to take forever to get someone out there, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I know where the police department is. I don't ask why, but I do. And you got to get all the way out there to where it almost turns into Spartanburg, mm-hmm. where you're like, damn, are we almost in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Plus, you got to work Sunnyside. And I heard a cop say he was going to quit because he got tired of going there. He said, I'm done, man. No Green Park for me.
By the way, did you guys see the big news?
Oh, God. Is it good or bad?
Oh, it's good. It's okay. All right, I'll just say what it is and see if you guys have anything to say about it or want to mention it at all. Somebody you guys would both flip the blank out to meet is coming to town next month.
We would flip out.
Terry Patrick.
You guys would flip out to meet this gentleman.
No, it was the dude.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Yeah. I'll say he's coming to play some golf.
Has he been here before?
No, never.
Good question, Paige, because the only person they're marketing for that is Brian from The Office.
And I don't know. I think he might have skipped over AA ball entirely. He was a special
Brian talent. From The Office?
Generation. He will be here, yes. He will be here.
I was about to write down what he was famous for.
Yeah. One of the biggest boxers on earth, Canelo Alvarez, will be in town for it, which is a much bigger deal than anybody realizes. He's a damn international superstar. But no,
I thought
John
Peter
Holmes
North was
is
coming.
Dead.
Yeah. Peter North.
Oh, Peter North.
And I'll say this. The guy I'm talking about ain't David Wells, but he's a coming too.
David Wells?
And Clemens.
Oh, he's too fat to golf.
Maybe not.
Is he going to wear a Babe Ruth ball cap?
You remember the Rise Guys golf tournament? Ain't nobody too fat to golf.
That's
hell
true.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You said something generationally.
Generational talent. A generational talent, a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer.
Oh, man. This is where I wish I had connections with those people now.
Now, do you know who I'm talking about? A generational talent you guys would both flip out to meet.
And it's somebody who I know is really into golf tournaments now. Yep. God bless.
Barry Bonds.
Used to be 1989 Upper Deck number
one. Used to be really, really into PlayStation when he was getting hurt a lot in Cincinnati.
God. Super Nintendo also.
Yeah. The kid's coming,
oh
Fat Bo.
God.
The kid.
Oh, my God.
Griff is coming, Fat
oh
Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Ken Griffey Jr., man.
I'd love to know what happened to the damn stand-up.
I don't know, man. You know who might be able to hook that up is the dude from The Office downstairs there.
Brian?
No, our dude in our corner office downstairs. He knows these people. He might be able to hook that up.
Oh, man.
He's definitely going to get it hooked up for himself. Maybe he'll take you with him. Seriously,
What do you see? What do you sign? Got a couple cards.
Seems like a real cool dude.
I wouldn't care about that. I really wouldn't.
You just want a photo op. That's the thing.
No, I just want to meet him.
Just shake his hand.
Yeah.
That was excitement, though.
Meet Trey's daddy.
It's excitement, but it's immediately followed by.
Oh, ow.
I'm not in that. You know what I mean?
This is where we find out who we know that we don't know we know, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it won't be like one of the. It'll be like someone who works in the kitchen at the golf course and say, hey, man, look, if you wear an apron, you can stand here in the lobby when he walks by or something.
You know, volunteer.
And know what was going on.
Sling some beer.
Drink it.
Just kidding.
That's what I'll do. I'll call. I did this with Dale Murphy. I'll call and pretend to be Ken Griffey Jr.'s son.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, I mean, I'd see if...
I'm Ken Griffey III. Answer the phone, Dad.
I'd see if SS couldn't hook you up on that.
Yes.
I mean, if anybody we know could, it'd be him.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you seen volunteer? The museum
down Scotty there. Skiles is who he's referring to.
You've seen the museum, so if anybody hooked you up, it'd be him.
Would he want to, though?
What would
he want in return to hook us up?
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about.
More of what we give him every day.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
You know, it does. I mean, look, I'm not going to say. I'll say this and it's not like a buttering up thing, but I don't mean it that way.
We haven't asked for anything in at least 15 months from anybody.
Do I butter up?
No.
And was that the one where Fat Boy had wine in his pants?
Or yes. Of course. Don't mention that. Now we're trying to get something we want.
I wanted to go to something one time and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to ask. And I went and asked and it happened.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
wow.
See, yeah. See?
You went.
I did, too. See? Yeah, I remember that. We went up to Charlotte.
Saw Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Good seats.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about the other show in town that coincidentally had two empty seats in the box?
No, that was before him. That was another guy.
I don't remember
Maybe
that.
Maybe we can broadcast from there. Just kidding.
That was in the RC days when we tried to go see George Strait. Mm. That's what Fat Boys mentioned. That was before. See, if he had been here, we probably would have got that.
Why can't we go to something without having to work it? I mean, Paige's got us volunteering doing the show.
I do.
Cleaning the holes.
Getting you cleaning the bathrooms before you know it.
Washing balls.
Oh, yes.
Which one of us could get down on a, like a bav cart? Or, you know, like, what I'll do, I'll pretend to be room service. And one of you hides in the thing that I push in.
Yeah. Okay.
But then again, I don't know if I could push y'all if you're in a tray, like, you know, a cart.
Yeah, it's a rolling cart.
The adrenaline might let you do it.
When you start laughing, he's like, man, why are the plates jumping?
It's nine underneath you.
He'd probably be a little unnerved if he saw three big white guys coming like, hey, I'm just one dude. What are you guys trying to do? He might think we're trying to kidnap him.
He might think we're David Wells' sons.
You got to remember, he's been Ken Griffey Jr. for, like, he's been the Ken Griffey Jr. since 1989, and that's happened to him a bunch of times.
Oh, no. Daddy, where
he
are
can't
you?
Go anywhere without dudes like us running up to him just grinning like little kids.
Where's my daddy?
Ken, it's me, Craig. You haven't seen me in years. I'm your brother, Craig.
He thinks every guy he meets is challenged because of the way they look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes. I know.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were all just in awe of Ken Griffey Jr. for at least a decade.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God.
What if he's like, I'm going to meet you guys the way people meet me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's Rawls-Gauls. Oh, my God, look, Seattle Mariners.
It's Rawls-Gauls.
Oh, sorry, Cincinnati Red, look. Yeah. Where's your daddy at? You think they, like... Hey, Fat Boy, where's Matt Man Page at? Where's Nine?
Yeah.
I'm here with my family having dinner. Well, where are they at?
Where's the rest of them at?
Where's your daddy?
Hey, King Griffey Jr., where's Jay Buhner?
Will you turn your head around?
Yeah. You ever talk to Joey Cora anymore? How is Edgar Martinez?
What about A-Rod?
Hey, you give me Jamie Moyer's phone number?
You have any dirt on A-Rod? Hey, Joe eat that bird that time Randy Johnson threw the ball at?
That's in Arizona. He wasn't there for that.
Oh, okay, yes.
Paparazzi.
Man. See, I don't want to set myself
up
for excitement because I've...
Get excited. Make it happen. Will it. some of that stuff. Say.
We have to go bid on some kind of charity thing.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be there this year?
No.
Who cares?
Page's,
Junior Griffey is.
Page's idea is actually probably the best one.
What does he get out of that, a BMW?
I have no idea.
He's just doing it because he loves to play golf, get out of the house for a weekend, probably.
Yeah.
Can we do that when we retire from golf? Former Rise guy, fat boy, playing golf for charity.
You know, when you said it was someone, I was thinking maybe Shaq, and then I would be like, no way.
I'd love to see him. Actually, I'd love to see him play golf. You ever seen him play? Can he? Can't get the full swing around?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh, we got to go to break.
Oh. Sweet tea.
Well, hell. I'll do the weather in a moment later on. It's going to be nice. I'll do it real quick, and then I'll hush. I'm sorry. It wasn't. Look, that was some very shocking, real authentic response.
It was good.
Yeah. Today, partly cloudy. We'll hit a high of 71 right now. It's partly cloudy and 45 in Powdersville. Michael Jordan.
Yep.
The FOF line today, we'll have that going, 864-241-4318. Also, we will be playing Guess the F Word on a Friday, which is how apropos. We'll have tickets to, last day to get tickets to Theory of a Dead Man for free at the Fillmore in Charlotte.
Let's try to, you want to try to do that at 7 o'clock hour, right?
We need to, because the whole 8 o'clock hour is FOF.
Yes, we get 7 o'clock hour, we'll have those tickets to Theory of a Dead Man for you.
Yes. Yes. So to play that game and to call us, 1-800-774-0093. Of course, that's much, much later. But just keep them handy. And then you can text us at tlcmotors.com. Text line is 72341. With standard data.
Yeah, at the Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram, or reach out on Facebook. We're the Rise Guys on Facebook.
There we go. Paige, what's up in the plex?
Well, I'm going to tell you what could possibly happen to you if you decide to hoard some gas. We'll get into those stories next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. What could happen?
Oh, man.
If you imagine getting struck by lightning right then and there. That'd be something. We'll find out what could happen next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Get the Rise Guys on the TLC Motors text line at 72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Thank God it's Friday. I'm Paige in with you, and so let's talk about some fallout after the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. Things seem to be getting better, but there's still reports like this. Authorities say a woman hoarding gas catches on fire after a car accident Thursday night in Pickens County. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't far from the house.
I hate that it happened to anybody, but I hate that it happened around here.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
But around here is where the shortage and everything kicked in.
Yeah.
So it would make sense.
I hope she's all right.
She's okay.
All right. So what happened is the deputy noticed her car traveling, and he noticed that there was a South Carolina license plate that had been reported stolen. So he flashed his lights.
That dang tweakers, man.
At the intersection of Jameson Road and Wolf Creek Road. So landmarks.
Yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
All right. So he activated.
That boy seemed to.
Yeah.
Why'd you live near there?
No, I know where she's at, though, where she's talking about.
Okay.
You're not too far from the berry farm.
Mm-hmm.
Flashed the lights to attempt to pull her over in a traffic stop, and the driver then, in this Pontiac, turned left onto Wolf Creek Road, accelerated into, the police officer, and then the driver lost control of the vehicle, veered off the roadway, completely flipped the vehicle, and it caught on fire. There was an explosion inside the vehicle. And so when the deputy got to the car, he noticed that the woman in the car was on fire. She's okay. She was sent to the hospital, but there was cans of gas in the vehicle. So that could have contributed to what happened.
And I assume it's gas cans, but some of the things I've seen, it could have been empty beer cans of gas.
Yeah. Now, none of this is confirmed, obviously. It's just that in my experience around here in these parts, people driving around with stolen license plates typically are tweakers. That means meth. And those people...
It's not people who are grabbing people's nipples?
It makes sense to me that crowd would be trying to hoard gas because all they do is drive around all the time. They never stop anywhere. They're always driving.
Do they have a bunch of plates, too? They switch around?
Some of them seem to, man. I don't know. It seems likely. They swap stolen cars and plates all the time.
Probably spoons as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have the – look, you can't have the plate that goes with your stolen car, so you got to steal one off another car to put on your stolen car. And then whenever, the cops start looking for that car, you'll just dump it somewhere and go steal another one. That's what they
do. The damaged televisions that they're going to fix and repair and then tear down again are not going to come to themselves.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what happened here. It's just my experience that generally people ride around with stolen license
plates. Generally speaking, yes, I agree.
So she was sent to the hospital. I don't have any update on her condition or anything like that. But it doesn't only happen here in South Carolina. It happened in Florida, too. Not the stolen vehicle thing, but a guy in a Hummer, he goes to fill up gas, and he also filled up 4 5-gallon gas containers Wednesday morning.
That's 20 gallons.
It is.
So the fire department, they were called to an intersection of Hermosa gas at the gas station, and the vehicle was in flames, but the guy refused to be transported to the hospital.
So okay.
There's no word on his condition or, exactly what happened.
Well, this would be just laugh at because somebody got hurt. Except the Hummer.
I didn't know if there were flames on the Hummer or it was on fire.
I don't know exactly how that happened, but the vehicle was in flames.
Well, it's probably one of those things where they tell you to put that gas can on the ground and fill it up. Don't fill it up in the back of your vehicle. Put it on the ground and fill it up.
All these people have training from getting kerosene.
Those static spark kind of things. Man, I don't think everybody had to get kerosene growing up. I don't think everybody had their clothes smell like kerosene heater growing up.
Plus,
everybody in the house did, man. We all just go around. This is what poor smells like.
It was an awful stink. But what's worse, though, my great-grandmother, which I only remember this memory from people saying it, but when you would go to their old farmhouse, it was a coal-burning stove.
Oh, yeah.
And you would reek leaving there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like coal.
Well, you couldn't open a window because it kind of defeated the purpose.
If you want to go to where my great-grandmother's house was, go to the cafeteria at BMW.
Yeah.
That would make sense that you can't freeze yourself out, but you can't breathe.
My grandpa lit his cigarettes on his.
Oh, really?
On his kerosene heater, yeah, just reach over and light it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the back of your car's got carpet, and it's probably got static.
Yeah,
you're supposed to touch the pole before you fill up.
Yeah, that'd be the most likely thing with this is one of those static spark kind of things that happens with gas from time to time. Yeah. He might have left the vehicle running and opened up the back hatch of the back door and left him in there, and it's vibrating around and shaking because it's running, and he's filling it up with gas on the carpet moving around. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Is it a true thing, or was it an old wives' tale that you shouldn't use your cell phone while pumping gas because the whatever it emits could spark?
I I don't know about that. It seems like there might be some connection. Yeah. I don't do it, though, just because, for 3 minutes to pump gas, I can not use the phone.
Yeah.
And then static electricity has caused sparks and caught things on fire, so you're on to something with that. That could have something to do with it.
Oh, yeah, that with the carpet, too, thing.
Yeah, the vehicle running especially.
All right, so there is one reason people don't want to go back to work. People that are working in an office. So there's something that was released in an article on state.com. And it's people don't want to go back to work because of pooping, the poop situation.
Oh, man, the people, like the office people who've been at home for like 15 months now.
He's coming to play golf here.
They're so spoiled to using their own toilet every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just spoiled to it.
Like, I got to flush now.
It is the best one, but you enjoy your own toilet more if you have to use other toilets apart from your own, because then you're so happy to see your own the next time.
But here's the anxiety. Maybe your office bathroom has stalls that reach the knees, or it's silent, or there's no ventilation. Your boss might come in and make a conversation with you, and you might stink the whole place up. That's what people are worried about.
And then when you don't talk back, then they harass you about not liking to talk in the bathroom.
So maybe you're not having.
I just don't want to talk to another guy with my penis in my hand. Is that weird?
Wish you would.
That's completely weird.
Well, I mean, you should at least make small talk within his hand.
No, my hand.
Oh, okay.
What happens here? I'm missing.
Tag team reset.
No, he was shooting on me. I mean.
Talking about the guy in the bathroom?
What happens here?
I'm about to call it quits.
I'm surprised that I'm able to actually talk
the way that my foot goes in and out of my mouth.
I'm going to bleep
it's
that out.
It's amazing that my... You know what? I'm going to bleep you. How about that? Okay? I'm going to bleep you so hard, fat boy, that you're going to leave your wife. Okay? Now have fun with that.
Yeah, man, that's fun, though. It is. I enjoy talking in the bathroom, but I think it's fun. I try to do it to make other people uncomfortable, though. That's one of those, you know, me.
He's in a recliner right now. Fat boy's like planking in his chair. He's laughing.
He is. Back's all stiff. I like certain situations trying to make other people feel uncomfortable, and that's what I really enjoy, making small talk in bathrooms. Especially if I see three sets of feet in the stall next door at a concert, I'll really try to make them uncomfortable.
He'll poop with the door open.
No, Fat Boy will go in there and poop, and he won't, like, I'll know that it's him.
Oh, God.
And then I'll say, "What's up, man?" And he won't say anything, and all of a sudden, I can tell that he's pushing so hard just to make noise, just to make me laugh. Like, he's already done, he's like,
I remember a couple weeks ago when Fat Boy thought I was in the bathroom, so he's in there talking trash. Turns out it was the boss instead. Wasn't me. I was downstairs, man, but he's in there calling the boss all kind of bad words.
All kind of bad words, thinking it was not, and it was the boss.
Yeah.
I called him stuff, but it got me canceled.
Yeah, you did?
Don't worry. He's okay with talking in there.
He is. I used to talk to him about baseball.
He asked me if I had Tourette's, legit.
He did.
You all right?
God. I didn't know if that was the sound effect or if that was live just now. I still don't know. I'm looking at you. Mad World will license it to you.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I've been wore out laughing. That was fun,
man. Sure. Fires and bathrooms.
Yeah. I'm glad everybody's okay. Yeah. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole?
A little wheeze out of that one.
I know, man.
George.
That's that time of the year. The most highest, richest paid athletes.
Oh, fun.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Highest, richest paid?
Yeah, we got...
highest paid.
Number one might not surprise you. And we got something else on ticket prices. Talk, because, you know, the NFL released a schedule, and Tom Brady's coming back to New England.
Oh, man.
How much are those going for?
Probably like Super Bowl prices.
Probably reasonable.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll find out about that and all those things next in your Rise Guys Sports Hole with Blank Hole. Good morning, everybody.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
The richest athletes in the world. Well, of course, you got to know two of the top five are soccer players. Two transplants from across the pond. We call them football. Number one might not shock you, though. Number five, I thought would be a little bit higher than number five. But number five, Mr. High Ankle Sprain, right now for the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, $96.5 million. This is according to Forbes. Remember the guy used to run for president?
Yes.
One of those.
Flat tax, Steve.
Forbes.
A guy who's real successful, but you haven't really seen him since he ran for president.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Forbes is a brand now, and they do paid editorials, and it kind of lost a lot of its value.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the swimsuit issue?
No.
Ew.
You don't subscribe to Forbes Skin?
Oh, stop.
I can only imagine what the breasts look like if he's in the flat tack.
Yeah. Oh,
on the men and women, I'm saying. Thank you.
This is, this is all kind of salary endorsements, this, that, and the other. Number four, his contract alone put him in the top five. Dak Prescott, $107.5 million. He's over LeBron. That's kind of hard to believe. Off of that in a mattress commercial.
Who are the top four horsemen?
Not Paul Roma.
Tony either.
Not Mongo.
Ronaldo, number three, $120 million. Messi, number two. Number one, $180 million. Just sold his whiskey. I think he's going to fight again soon, right?
Yeah, some point.
Conor McGregor.
Hmm.
It was a little walk to the ring or a little gorilla walk, whatever you call it.
Yeah. His whiskey ain't too good. I'm glad he sold it and made a lot of money off of it, though.
Yeah, why would you fight? And you make like $600 million off the deal.
I don't know.
Maybe he loves it. Why does Tom Brady still play football?
Yeah, I mean, he was beating up that old man at that bar. He must just love fighting. He just loves punch people.
Hey, maybe you just love to fight, and now you can. What are you passionate? I like beating the hell out of people. Well, yeah. You ever thought about MMA?
Yeah. I like beating people's asses. Well, how do you feel about getting your ass kicked? Don't mind it. This might be the career for you.
Right.
Okay. So if they love to fight, they know they're going to get hit. It must not hurt.
Shoot.
Like.
Endorphins.
Maybe there's like an initial stun, but like maybe it hurts after the fight.
Everything about that hurts. Everything about that whole sport, it hurts to hit people, it hurts to get hit. All of it hurts. Every bit of it hurts. Everything they do hurts.
He's a guy who's been took some shots to the head that time from a professional. And he was wearing a headpiece.
It was. Yeah, everything about that hurts, man.
Why would they keep doing it, especially if you got that much money? Like, Weidman's talking about coming back, and you've seen his leg.
Well, you know, Silva came back from the same leg injury. Some other guy did, too. The guy, Corey Hill, or somebody broke his leg fighting at Fort Bragg years and years ago. I think he came back and fought, too. Hell, if Sean Livingston come back from that knee injury
country?
He had playing for the Clippers or whatever. No, it was UFC. Just the head show at Fort Bragg.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how wrestling used to do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the one I think about, man, Sean
Capital
Livingston
Combat.
Had that awful, worst knee injury I ever seen in my life, and he went back and played in the NBA for years afterwards.
Yeah, old Paul George breaking his leg,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, yeah.
So if you want to see Tom Brady in New England week 4, Sunday Night Football, this is secondary market, of course. It doesn't even – well, I think we can assume at this point that all stadiums are going to be full, college and pro.
Oh, yeah, by the fall, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're going right now.
So assuming this is a full house, the cheapest ticket, $1,100. That's probably nosebleed way up yonder. You want to sit on the 50-yard line a few rows up, those seats are going for $12,000 apiece, which seems like maybe not that bad a deal for where it's at. I thought it'd be a lot more.
$12,000 per seat. So 20. You know how much it costs just to go without the tickets?
Yep.
Somebody who has those seats is going to have valet parking. Uh-huh. They're going to. I'm surprised they don't want to sit in a suite if they sit in seats that nice.
Do they do that like they do in Vegas? Like where they give you the whole treatment, red carpet treatment if you're a high roller? Like, uh-huh. Do they know you bought those seats and paid that much money?
You're asking the wrong person, buddy.
Yeah, you should ask somebody.
High roller.
I gotta ask
when
somebody.
They open up back here, you can ask him.
Mm-hmm. We done. I don't like how that ended, but we're done.
Why? What was wrong about that? I was talking about Chris Lee. Who are you talking about?
Bro, rest in peace.
That guy travels the country and rocks their faces off.
Yeah, I can't believe people
shags their butts off.
I know they want to see Brady come back, but I mean the Patriots, they ain't gonna be that good.
Well, plus, what would a Monday night football, even without the Patriots or without Brady, Monday night football, Patriots game, that'd be an expensive ticket regardless. That amount, but still.
I don't know if it would sell for more than a Sunday ticket at this game or at this point.
Really?
Yeah, because Monday Night Football is not as big a deal as it used to be. The game usually sucks on Monday night. Sunday night's better.
Who's their star player besides Cam Newton? Like, I mean, everybody left. Edelman left.
Everybody left or retired.
Yeah. Well, they signed a bunch of guys.
Did they?
Signed a bunch of receivers, tight ends. Well, they got opt-outs coming back, too. I think they had the most opt-outs last year.
Well, who's their guy? If they said, this week, Sunday Night Football – besides Cam Newton and the Patriots take on Tom Brady.
We signed Aguilar, right? Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, I guess
not enough for me to watch.
Stephon Gilmore's probably their dude, right?
Oh, okay.
He's like their biggest star right now, I think.
My gosh.
Oh. Yeah, he's damn great.
One of the best DBs in the league.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You didn't train him.
You don't know that.
But Matt
was his mentor.
Rooted kind of for the Gamecocks, though.
He heard about
my
awful win-loss record and decided to inspire himself.
They'll be good. They just don't really have star players.
Every once in a while, them Gamecocks will slide somebody in the league. Did it this year.
Talking about softball? Or
last year, too.
Oh, football. Yeah.
Softball.
Yeah, we had one this year. We've had a few. What's crazy is some of these players now all play together on the same team. So crazy. Like, Sammy Watkins and Jadeveon Clowney on the same team now?
Ah, Clowney's Brown.
That's right. They traded him away.
Well, there's so many Clemson players in the league now. Man, they all, every team.
Yeah. I'll be dead blind. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you the whole hour. We're going to end the – we'll work back like a Asian magazine. They start from the back and go that way. We'll go headlines, and then before that, we're going to do Guess the F Word for Theory of a Dead Man Tickets. But before that, which would be next, we
We can do some open phones on a Friday.
Yeah.
Hit some lofty goals.
Talk about whatever you want to.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Morning.
Your home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the Morning Show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3 The Platform.